setting goals, goals that will well, bring glory to God, benefit to you, is really a part of the core of what we do here at Intentional Living. Dr. Randy from the Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And if you missed, by the way, if you missed our Intentional Living program from last Wednesday, you've got to go back and hear it. Amy Rollins, who's a part of our staff here, she's our compliance coordinator, just completed a 22-year goal-setting marathon, literally. She ran her story. She set a goal, and you got to go hear the whole story. Her whole story is amazing. She set a goal 22 years ago to run a 26.2-mile marathon in all 50 states. Less than 2,000 people have officially done that, according to the association that measures such things. And she completed it last month. She said she wanted to do 50 before 50. So I'm not telling you her age, but 50 before 50. And she did. And so we heard her story. It's an amazing story, and I encourage you to go and listen to it in our archives. But we're going to continue today because we've had a lot of people who have shared with us on our storyline or comment line or people that I've had a chance to talk to about goal setting in their own life. And we're going to hear some of their stories here today as well. Yours is welcome on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Now, let's get this thing about goal setting down very clearly. From a Christian perspective, biblical perspective, the Bible talks about the importance of knowing where we're headed and why we're headed there. I think of the passage in the book of Proverbs chapter 29 where it says, without a vision, the people will cast off restraint. And boy, do we see that in our country today. As a nation, we're struggling to have a shared vision or goal of where we're headed as a nation. And so we have all this, well, we have a lack of restraint going on in our country. And then, of course, we know the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, he said, this one thing I do, forgetting whatever is behind my past, I stretch toward what lies ahead. I press to the goal, to the prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. And Paul was saying that clearly his goal is a big one. His goal is to spend eternity with Christ and share in his suffering, his death, but to make sure that his life every day is taking him to that great prize. And so as we think about goal setting, we're going to get into these calls in a moment. Understand that as a Christian, all of us have the same ultimate goal, right? To bring glory to God and benefit to others. And there's plenty of scripture that reminds us of this truth and the importance of this in our daily lives. And we got to keep that focus. You know, we're to love others. Matthew 22, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things. That's part of the reason here, to glorify God. 1 Corinthians 10, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And so we have a unified big goal for those of us who are followers of Christ. But individually, some of us are working on some individual things that'll bring glory to God. Maybe it's, hey, I got to get my finances cleared up here. This is a roadblock in my life. I need victory in this area for God's glory, or your marriage, or your health, or your thinking. And it reminds me, we just came out of Super Bowl weekend. What a big weekend, right? And of course, the big goal of Super Bowl weekend is to have a great Super Bowl and get lots of people watching the Super Bowl and enjoying the Super Bowl game. But within all the players, everything going on around the Super Bowl, people had different goals. On the field, the goal was to get the ball over the end zone. For the fans, it was to get a ticket and get in the door. And for the guy selling the hot dogs, it was to sell a lot of hot dogs. And for the security people, to have a safe Super Bowl. And so in our lives, your goal individually today may be different than mine. My goal is to do a good job and to honor the Lord, what we do here on the radio and our podcast and our media ministry, and to be a good dad and husband and grandfather. And every day it's, you know, some needs are greater than others, to have the goal that honor Christ. And so the question is, here it is, intentional living. What one thing do I need to set as a goal starting today? One thing I can start today that'll bring glory to God and benefit to those that I love. That's where we start. All right. We're going to get to some of these callers who have left their stories with us to be a great encouragement to you. All right. If you want to share yours on our storyline, give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Yes, this is Bonnie Conklin calling from Alaska. I am 73 with 17 grandchildren, and I went back to college. So I am at an Alaska Bible College, and I'm taking a spiritual mentoring for teenagers, and I work in the jail for teenagers in Palmer, Alaska. And what a wonderful experience. So thank you for taking my call, and God bless you and your ministry.
All right. So what's your excuse? Come on. Thank you, Bonnie. Alaska, 73 years old, went back to Bible school, working with some of the young women, I think, in prison, or young people in prison. And some of you who are listening, maybe you've hit 53 and you're thinking, I'm done. It could be only the beginning. You know, it could be the beginning of something really transformational in your life. When I was a young man, I had the privilege, the unique opportunity to spend a day with the Colonel Sanders. And you know his story. He started Kentucky Fried Chicken in his 60s. And to spend the day, hear his story, talk to get walking around. He was at the Youth Haven Ranch that day, and I had the chance to spend time with him. And here was a guy full of a lot of energy and passion, 63 or whatever it was. And so we're never too old, right? All right, Diane is next in Arizona. Diane, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Randy. When I was at the lowest point of my life, I prayed really hard. I prayed really hard for God to give me the wisdom to create some goals to work toward. I came up with five, and I prayed and asked the Lord for strength to do everything that I possibly could to accomplish those goals. At that point, everything that I did had those five goals in mind for myself and my daughter. And the timing in which the Lord help me accomplish those goals is so mind-blowing. And to this day, it's my testimony that with God, anything is possible. Something as simple as working at a preschool that my daughter could go to, that I could work at, that was given to me within a half an hour of my initial interview. The second job, I asked for two nights a week to work as a server at a restaurant for the tip money. And literally within 15 minutes of walking through the restaurant door, I was hired. Now, I know things like that don't happen all the time to everyone, but I know that I had prayed so honestly, and the Lord answered my prayers in addition to that in ways that I would have never imagined. I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's fantastic. You know, Diana, you're talking about setting five things, kind of a standard by which I'm going to measure some of the things I'm going to do in my life. And you may be thinking on a show like goal setting that I'm not a goal person. Not everybody, you know, some people are just wired this way. I set goals, pursue goals, go after goals, love goals. And others of you are a little more spontaneous. You know, you just like to get through the day. And God makes us all uniquely different. So this isn't good or bad. It's a matter of saying, listen, if I do have a goal, it might even be a goal just for today. But I know there's a bigger thing out there, like the Apostle Paul said. I know where I'm headed. I know what matters. And I'm going to measure what my goal is for today against some bigger things down the road. And so while you may not be one that sits down with a list that's 22 things I'm going to do in the next 30 days, the question may come down to this little wristband that I wear every day, one thing. I think each of us can say, what one thing can I do today that would make the single biggest difference in my life, move me toward honoring God, benefiting my family, solving a problem? Listen, a goal is really a solution to a problem. I don't know, maybe this is too simplistic, but I kind of think a goal is like an umbrella on a rainy day. You're standing in the rain, and the goal that you have with that umbrella, it kind of keeps the rain off of you because you're encouraged that I'm doing something to solve the problem or the issue or the opportunity in my life. And so that's a question. What one goal today? would make the biggest difference in your life.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Randy, in 6 months to a year, I will be done with college after a long road. But God has opened the doors, and your show has helped me so much to realize that living intentionally, not only in my life, but in my marriage, is so worth it, and that God has definitely got to be first. And I really appreciate the work that you do.
Well, you're very welcome, and It's a labor of love by so many here who love you all. I mean, our ministry, our overall ministry for our radio network of Family Life Radio and things that we do with our events and conferences and all that is called Intentional Life Media. And basically, our mission is this, as simple as we can put it. When you experience today the way God intended, we win, because that's why we're here. When your marriage is the way God intended today, and you're giving Him glory, we're on the sideline. Congratulations. We're with you. That's why we do this. When we see someone come to Christ, I mean, that's a hallelujah big time. And we know that goal setting, the number one goal is God's goal for you. He loves you, and the Bible says He's died for you, He cares for you, and He has provided eternal life. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's not because you set a bunch of goals that He's going to love you. It's because of His grace and mercy. And so we applaud that when you get, that's His goal for you. And our goal back should be to live our lives to honor Him. That may sound simplistic, but that's really the big, big picture. And then getting into the, you know, the specifics, because every one of each of us have different goals that we're working on, different stages of life. Maybe you're a young mom and your goals are going to be different than someone who's 60 and a male today listening, some guy, right? And that's okay. But the ultimate goal is to honor God. And that's why we do this. By the way, thanks to those of you who catch the vision and you plug in to be a part of it with your prayers and your financial support, wherever that may be, you're making a difference. And I thank you for it. You can join us. Call 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Well, my husband and I really are trying to get our financial house in order.
I put my checkbook in my Bible the other night, and of course I'm overdrawn again at the end of the month, and I made an intention to not be overdrawn ever again.
I want to commit to a walk with the Lord in business. I started off with that commitment years ago, but especially during this time where the economy is tanked, we have a tremendous impact.
Well, I've been enlisted in the Army for 2 years, and it's kind of been going nowhere, so I decided to go to college at Iowa State and get my degree and be an officer.
Well, good for you. I was 33. My own personal story, I went back to school to finish my bachelor's degrees when I was 33 with 3 kids and a wonderful, beautiful wife. And of course, I worked part-time. I stayed within the ministry and did what I could and went back to school. Then when I did my master's in counseling, and then when I was in my 40s, I went back and did my doctorate in psychology. I was an old man, Jennifer. All these young people, look, what's this old man doing here? Of course, I always told myself, well, I just had more wisdom because I lived longer. But, you know, listen, I don't care what age you are. You could be 30, 40, 50. You could be 73 like our first caller. And going back to Bible school, man, pursue something. Do something that's going to bring glory to God. It doesn't have to be huge, big, just today. One thing today that's going to start moving you in that direction that'll bring glory to God and benefit to those that you love. All right. We're hearing the stories of people who have set goals and the impact in their lives.
Hello. My name is William Levi. I go by Brother Levi. Montgomery, Alabama. I just recently turned 69 years old. When I turned 68, I made a decision that I was going to run my first marathon while I was 68. And so all year long, I practiced and I waited down to the very last day, which was August 28th. And I knew I had to do it if I was going to be able to include this story in my new book called Not Too Late at 68. And so I'm very pleased to tell you that my daughter, who's a major in the United States Air Force, flew her whole family in, and she was here with me. And I ran that marathon, 26.2 miles, on August 28th. I set the goal. I stuck to it. I started the race. I finished it. I give God the glory because I kept telling him over and over, I'm weak, but thou art mighty. I'm weak, but you are strong. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. And when I looked around, I was finishing strong with the last 7 miles, lifting up my leg and feeling good. I set the goal. I finished it. And I have a program called Think Big. And the big stands for believe in God, believe in grace, believe in goal. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you now.
Thank you, Levi. 69 years old, and he's at it. He's still at it. Writing books, speaking, impacting people. You see, some people just seem to be wired like this, you're thinking. You know, some people are just wired. Type A, get after it, type. And I think that's partly true. There's some of us just seem to have that energy level and let's go after goals. And others, it's easy to get, for any number of reasons, the way you're raised or your personality, to hit an obstacle and just kind of pull off the cul-de-sac and go around in circles and stop. And that's why one of the things I've wrestled with over the years with this whole intentional living, and if I go back and look at the early germination of this ministry, man, my thinking and teaching, it's evolved and changed a lot because I realize at the end of the day, it's only about today. We don't have, even the scripture says, tomorrow's got enough problems of itself. We're going to be there if God tarries and he allows us to live tomorrow. We'll face those things tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. We can't go back and change, rewire, and redo yesterday. But you have today. Intentional living is about today. And one of the most powerful things about this ministry, why I love what we do through our media, is we're touching you today. The songs that we play, it's touching you today. We'll have songs tomorrow too, but you need it right now. And the help and the scripture and the encouragement to get through today. Intentional living is about doing the next right one thing today. Okay? All right. Here's a comment. It was interesting. This comment was left on our storyline, a reflection on wishing things could have been maybe different at the beginning of her marriage. Take a listen.
One of the most intentional things that my husband and I have done for our marriage is we found a common goal. We have decided for the past year to host a marriage small group in our home, and it has brought us so much closer together because rather than running parallel lives, we're actually working on things together.
Yeah. In fact, I want you to hear this one from Bridget because she really said, hey, we got started at the beginning, but Bridget in Kansas, if we can go to her, Bridget in Kansas really takes that same approach, but says, man, I wish we could have done this a little bit earlier. And maybe that's how you feel today. Man, I wish I could have done this 22 years ago or 20 years ago. But the good news is you can start it today. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Bridget. I'm calling from the Kansas City area. One thing I wish that my husband and I had at the time that we got married is that I wish we had asked the Lord what our common goal as a couple, how to work together as a team toward his plan had been. We have learned to work together And it's been awesome. It's taken several years, though, and that's a good thing, I would say, sage advice for starting couples that are getting ready to get married. Thank you. Have a great day.
You know, when we moved to our new home that we live in now, that was 10 years ago, we moved to our current home, and it was a new way of getting from my house to the studio here to Intentional Living Center. And there were about four or five different routes that I could take. And so I sort of experimented with one on day one. And, you know, number two day, I took another route and another route, kind of looking at which one was going to be the easiest and fastest and require the least amount of fuel and so on. And then I made a decision of which route I liked, and I've never changed it. For 10 years, I've driven the same route every day, every day. I don't get in the car in the morning and make a decision. I don't think about it. I just go. That's the way God's wired us. If we had to make decisions about every little thing we do during the day, that would be an overload for us. And so habits are decisions, frankly, that have been made easy in our life. There was some point where we made a decision and then it became a habit. And sometimes it's, you know, as simple as what route we take to work, but other times it can be a habit that can be destructive in our life. That's an excerpt from Developing Habits That Honor God. It's our lesson featured this month. It's in our exclusive site just set aside for our members at our website at theintentionallife.com, where we celebrate your involvement in our community together of making a difference in people's lives. And thank you for your support. Come join us. We'll give you access to that. We have a little code to get you in there. When you join us at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And you are making a difference with your support. And I just want to say a huge thank you for being a part of Intentional Living.
What I really need to work on, giving my burdens over to the Lord and stop trying to fix everybody, including myself, problem.
The one thing that we are working on that we talked about in my family is being faithful. Limiting the number of things that we do and then doing them so we will do them to completion.
What I've decided to do is to step back away from the busy life of taking care of kids and doing all the different things when you have when you're a special needs parent, to get back to my writing.
Well, that first thing that you said, that might need to change attitude. I'm a worship leader at a church here in Lubbock, and I'm just 21 years old, and I've been having a lot of insecurity problems lately. And I mean, I know that this is what God has called me to do, and I know that this is where I'm supposed to be, but I just need to realize that I need to put my faith in Him.
Yeah, amen. Listen, he's referring to the little thing we call mad. You got to get mad enough if you want to change something in your life. And I don't mean just get mad like emotionally, but that's part of it. Be angry, but don't sin. I mean, you can be angry and say, hey, I'm tired of the path I'm on here. There's got to be a better path to honor God. And mad stands for changing your mind, having the mind of Christ, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Whatever things are right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy to think on such things, you got to get your mind straight because too many of us have some stinking thinking and it gets us into trouble. And of course, the A he referred to it, the letter A is our attitude, changing our attitude. And then D, you're thinking, what does that stand for? The decisions that you're going to make that are going to make you in your life. And that's really what we're all about here at Intentional Living. All right. We get so many comments left on our storyline today. We've been sharing some who are telling us about what they're learning about living intentionally in their life.
Hi, my name is Eduardo, and I just wanted to take a moment to share that my way of being intentional is about leaving a legacy of excellence in everything that I do. I look at having a good, healthy balance between my personal life, my spiritual life, my professional life, but anyone that I come across, I truly want to be able to be a blessing to them. Having an opportunity to recycle my past and some of the hardship that I've gone through to be able to give someone an advice or allowing God to use me so that he can speak to them and give them words of encouragement. I think it's a great feeling, and I certainly truly understand my purpose in life. And again, it's just allowing God to use me for His glory and finding that purpose and that priority and that passion for me has always been a foundation on how I go about not only sharing about my faith, but demonstrating about my faith. So, you know, I encourage all to find the priorities, the purpose, and the passion as has been shared in your station. And I truly resonate with that because when you do that, you go about life doing the things that not only you enjoy and you get gratification, but you also are doing the things that fulfill that purpose that God has in your life. So it's just an amazing feeling. So anyway, I just wanted to share my intentional living, and thank you. God bless.
You're very welcome. And these comments are from people who are on the journey and really following this, what we believe is the mission of living our lives the way God intended, experiencing life the way God intended. And you can answer the question, are you or not? And you may say, well, you know, in some areas I am, but not others. And there's where we need to focus. Maybe it's in the area of your finances or your relationship or just growing in your relationship with Christ to experience life the way God intended. That's why we're here, and that's what this ministry is about.
I need to lose close to 100 pounds. I've lost a little over 100 pounds in the last year, but then I regained about 50.
I just want to talk less in school and everywhere, and just respect everyone in my life.
I'm working on inviting more kids. I'm a bus captain at my church, and to get more kids to come to church on Sunday.
Well, it's just magically happened. Started, I guess, Saturday. I've been procrastinating about writing a book. I'm going to retire in about a year and a half. And so I decided I'm going to try to write.
I need to quit procrastinating. I'm very, very busy, and I have a lot of things, a lot of projects going on, and I tend to leave most things till the last minute. And then I have 12 things all to do at the last minute.
All right. Hey, listen, it all begins today. We've been trying to motivate and certainly point out the stories of people who are at it and struggling. And to me, it all comes down to what one thing today would make the single biggest difference in your life. It could take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, a phone call, time with the Lord, whatever it is, to say that's going to start moving me consistently every day in the direction to live intentionally and experience life the way He intended for me. That wraps it up. I hope you go back and check out both of our shows, part one, part two, on goal setting. It's available at theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. More from Intentional Living next time from Intentional Life Media.